June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensteclinic.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nippon kicks it out. Toppin. Good contest from Dort. Out of it and falls down. He looks hurt. Here comes SGA the other way. Inside and Williams throws it down. Halliburton's hurt right away when he fell. Of course, that strained calf. He's in pain, so emotional.
That is Mike Breen, ESPN, with the call. That is the moment that basically the Thunder won the title. You saw it last night. The air, even though Indiana played well after that for a couple of, you know, for the rest of the half, you really saw it coming out of halftime. They probably don't have as many turnovers if they have Halliburton in the game. And the Thunder win. They win the NBA title 103-91. They beat the Indiana Pacers, and they have their first championship since moving to OKC, what, less than 20 years ago?
Yeah, I mean, it's 17 years. I mean, that was Kevin Durant's first season in the NBA, was in was in Seattle.
Yeah.
But yeah, this
old
was
key
a
arena.
This was a great run for the Thunder. I mean, they were really, really fantastic the entire way. And Indiana deserves a lot of credit for putting up a hell of a fight, but ultimately the best team in the NBA won the title this year, and that's supposed to be the goal of the whole process. Is
really
best team ends up on top. You know what I mean?
We all
want to see Cinderella win,
listen.
But legitimately, the whole point of this extended process is when you get 100 games deep into this, we should know by the end who's the best, and we know with certainty Oklahoma City's the best team.
You are speaking to me because I am fully. I absolutely hate when the best team doesn't win the title.
Yeah.
I hate it in any sport. I don't care what sport it is. When the best team doesn't win the title, it really throws off my pH balance of life.
They were 84-21 between the playoffs
you
and regular season.
Like
they're the best team.
You basically had an .800 winning percentage.
Yeah.
Actually, matter of fact, you did.
But I mean, that was a marathon. You get 105 basketball games that this team played.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the Lakers. Going, what the hell did they do the year they beat Iverson 16-1 or 16-2 through the postseason or something like that? It wasn't that kind of dominance, but man, that's a really good team. And that's a team that's, I don't think that's the only title they're going to win. I think they're going to win another one at some point soon. That team does have a shot if they play things right. That team has a shot to be a dynasty.
Oh, I'll tell you this. There is every coach in the Eastern Conference is on the hot seat right now. And so is every general manager. You have no excuse anymore. You have no Tatum, and you have no Halliburton.
And KD didn't get traded to the East.
And KD's in the West.
Yeah.
You have no excuse. Giannis, you got no excuse. The Knicks, whoever the Knicks hire as their head coach, the Knicks have zero excuse. You have no excuse not to make the NBA Finals this year. Every team in the East should absolutely go all in for this season. Make a run.
They should. By the way, who hires their coach first, the Knicks or the Stars?
It's a great question. I think the Stars know who they want. I think they're just kind of, and that's why they're taking their time, because they know that nobody else is going to hire Neil Graham.
Doesn't, to your point, that every team in the East is on notice now.
They are. To me, like, it's like, all right, when you have no, like, you're the last two representatives in the finals have lost their star player for the year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you, like, there's no excuse to me.
So, I mean, that makes sense, probably why Orlando does what they do to get Desmond Bane. Like, all right, let's just go out and knock this out. Which, did you hear the audio of Desmond Bane talking about when he found out he got traded?
No.
Oh, it was good. He was talking about how It was Father's Day, and he said he and his girl were walking downstairs at a resort, and he said he got a text from the GM that said, "Hey, buddy, happy Father's Day. Give me a call when you have a second, or when you get a quick second, give me a call." And he said he's holding his girl. He said he was like, "Either I got traded or somebody really big on our team got traded and they're letting me know." He's like, "But I know what this is." He's wanting to FaceTime. And so he ended up checking that out and get traded. But that's why Orlando goes and makes a move for Bane. That's probably why the Giannis thing changes and turns. And it's like, come on, let's work this out. Like, let's just figure this out down here. And I would guess that some of the stuff that Shams has talked about craziest offseason ever, which we'll see.
We'll see.
But I would guess a lot of that is related to there are teams in the East that feel like we got to add now. We got to do something now.
Well, they do. I mean, like, I think that truly when you have such an opening, you've got to go for it. Like, this, every team from Atlanta to Toronto to, I mean, every team in the East, even Washington's like, all right, let's go. Now's the time. You have no excuse. Now, maybe Washington does, but I mean, they live at the top of the draft.
Yeah, I mean, they're terrible.
They're terrible, but like, still, if you're a team that was even anywhere near the playoffs this past year, just go for it.
If you're Detroit, if you're Cade Cunningham's blowing up, he's starting to come into his own. You just go, all right, let's figure this out. Yep. Let's do this. Because, yeah, right now, like, with no Tatum, who's mid anyway, let's be honest, Chubb.
Right.
But with no Tatum and Indiana going as far as they have the last couple of years with what felt like just a collection of good players but not great players, it does feel like, all right, there's an opening here. It's just then you're going to go up against a buzzsaw coming out of the West in all likelihood.
KD got traded yesterday. He goes to Houston, and he gets they get the 10th pick. They get 5 2s. They get Jalen Green and Dylan Brooks. That's what goes back to Phoenix. But this happened on the morning of Game 7 of the NBA Finals. This would never happen in the NFL. Baseball would really, really frown upon it. A-Rod did it in the middle of a World Series game. That's A-Rod. A-Rod operates on his own. But nobody else. I never remember other MLB stuff like during the World Series. I'm trying to think. I'm pretty sure something happened in the Stanley Cup Final this year, but it wasn't. Oh, the Stars.
DeBoer.
DeBoer being fired.
Coach firings are different though.
You can't wait.
There's not much you can do about that. You've got to make the move then.
But Durant was traded yesterday. We've seen other moves happen.
Bane was traded. Durant was traded. The Pacers made a draft pick trade while they were playing in the NBA Finals.
Yeah, you just never see it.
Yeah.
You never see it other than the NBA. But to do it on the morning of the NBA of Game 7, I mean, it wasn't even noon yet when this news broke.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a team making a blockbuster trade. And what's going to happen today is on all these morning shows, from Get Up to First Take to First Things First to whatever, they're going to talk about Game 7, but if you were to break down the pie, Game 7, Halliburton injury, Durant trade, it's not commensurate to what a Game 7 should be.
No, this should, the NFL wants the Super Bowl to dominate everything the next
morning. Now, if Patrick Mahomes ruptures his Achilles in the first quarter of the Super Bowl, That's something that you can't avoid.
Right. Halliburton's not Mahomes, though, obviously. Right.
But you know what I mean? But you know what I mean? Like, Jalen Hurts, same thing. You can't avoid that. It's a talking point. It's part of the game.
Yeah. That plays within it, no doubt about it. But there's a difference between that and the Dolphins announced they're trading Tyreek Hill at 10 o'clock in the morning the day of the Super Bowl.
This podcast is powered by Men's Tee Clinic. June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's Tee Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's Tee Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or menstclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is it unfair that the Thunder's title is going to be marred by Halliburton's injury? Of course.
It's almost like it stole their thunder.
Hey.
I'm not even upset about that. I felt good about it.
You know
it.
What? I like what you did there. I don't hate that at all. I like that. I love a good dad joke. Keep them coming, man.
Yeah.
I love a good dad joke. But it's like, it is. It's going to mar their title. Whether they want to believe it. Now, in 20 years, no one's going to remember this. But today, when the Thunder fans should be watching TV nonstop about giving all the glory to them, I mean, they're going to be talking about the Halliburton injury. Right. That's the reality of it.
Which, at least that occurred within the game, though.
It did.
That occurred within the game. That was the, but yeah, there's. I mean, the topic this morning when I turned on the radio was, is there an asterisk, or an asterisk is what they were saying, but there is there an asterisk on the Thunder's title now because Halliburton got hurt?
Right.
It's like, Halliburton is not an asterisk player. They were lucky to get to Game 7, in all honesty, the Pacers were. The Thunder were a better team, and they had them like, all right, we're up 3-2.
He's an asterisk player. I mean, he's...
I don't think it puts an asterisk on them winning a title.
It doesn't. They're the best. Nothing does. But like, he's still like he's. I mean, that game is much different with him. Like, they don't turn the ball over.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I'm not.
They're
saying
in a position to win late.
I'm not saying that it's not different. What I am saying is that's not enough to now call into question or say, well, you got to win another.
Right. Oh, I agree.
It's not a bubble title. It's not anything like that. It's just, I don't think it's comparable at all. I mean, with him in there, with Halliburton in there. The Pacers in 23 playoff games, they were an underdog in 17 of them, a betting underdog.
Wow. Wow.
And so, I mean, to me, it's like Oklahoma City was always the favorite. Oklahoma City was probably always going to win that series.
Yeah. So I got a little theory. Like, I think the NBA wasn't upset that these moves are taking place during the playoffs. To me, it's been during the finals, I should say. So all my gambling group chats that I'm on, and I'm on way too many. None of them are actually watching any of these games. They said I've watched maybe 5 minutes of this series. This was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But they're betting on the games. There's, I'm not watching. The series is boring. It's got no juice. I'm not interested in it. That's what they're saying. This is game 7 of the NBA Finals. And they're like, I haven't been interested. I'll watch tonight because it's game 7. The series hasn't interested me. I think the NBA looks at the KD trade will avoid anybody talking about TV ratings. It will avoid anybody talking about, the market size. It will avoid people talking about, this hasn't really been it for me. Now, is that right? No, it's not the right thing to do. But if you're spending, like, the league knows you have to talk about KD now. You're not going to talk about whether the finals was loved by, three quarters of the country.
But isn't that a Tuesday topic?
Yeah.
It's not a Monday topic. So, like, get through your series. Get through Monday discussion about the series. And then make the trade Tuesday. Today.
Yeah. I get it.
But,
yeah,
like,
I
mean, to me, they undercut themselves. Now they're still having to answer about ratings. The Athletic had, leading into Game 7, the Athletic had this preview where they were talking about how riveting the finals were or weren't or whatever else. And they had asked, they got a quote from Adam Silver about ratings, which of course he's going to fluff it up as he's been doing this entire postseason. What was it? His excuse last time was, well, if you look, even though the numbers are lower, we're still the number one thing.
That night.
And so
they win the night.
And so he's like, we weren't winning the night years ago. So now we're winning the night. It's just a lower number, but we're still winning. So it's actually better. And so what he said yesterday to The Athletic was ratings have changed from what they used to be. Netflix is the most valuable pure play media company out there. Nobody in this room knows what their ratings are. We don't even think in terms of ratings. We think maybe in terms of popularity, buzz around a program. We're going through a transition and we're going to work through that. So Silver is basically arguing for who cares about ratings? This is the vibes. What are the vibes like, guys? Is there buzz around it? I think we got buzz.
Okay, so that's interesting. Would you rather have a higher number and finish second, or a lower number and finish first of the night?
Second. If we're talking about for the NBA and how much people are actually engaged with my sport, second. As a commissioner, I want that.
You want a higher percentage of people watching. I would agree with that.
I want an indication.
The TV networks might disagree, but I would agree.
Sure.
As the league,
I want more eyes. And I want to be able to say this was a bigger draw.
I agree. I agree with that. I'd rather have a 14. I'd rather have 14 million people watching and finish second than 9 million and finish first.
Yeah. It's like, would you rather be us or G-Bag, right? Like, I mean,
NFC South.
Yeah.
or AFC South, whichever one it is.
Yeah, exactly.
They're both it's terribly the way.
We won the night. Okay, I guess. Won the night. Yeah.
Come on. Group of five.
G bet the G and G bag the G five.
G stands for group of five. Well, they got five guys in the show. That's what they're
the
group
G5.
Of five. They're G five.
Group of five.
Group of five.
Group of five nation.
We're power four.
Yeah, they're gonna be
we're
so
power
bad.
Four. We're a power four school over here. There we go.
So bad later.
I'll see you in Oxnard.
There we go. There we go. All right. Sean and RJ, 105 to the fan. We have reached the commercial-free expressway. Which one of our teammates was Bobby cleaning his vomit out of the car this weekend? How many Cowboys made the all-quarter century team? And did the worldwide leader disrespect a DFW legend? It's the commercial-free expressway with a ticket giveaway coming up next on 105 to the fan.
June is Men's Health Month. Optimize your total wellness with Men's T Clinic. For over a decade, Tolos continue to trust Men's T Clinic to transform their hormone health, mental focus, weight, movement, and sexual health. Be the next life change. 972-GO-MEN'S-T or mensTclinic.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.